I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are broadcasting live today from the Atlanta United training grounds, guys, and we've been waiting to get an opportunity to talk to Frank DeBoer. I saw a picture on Twitter a while back when he got to the airport, Mike, and he took a picture. He's like, I'm happy to be in Atlanta.
Right.
And everybody was going crazy, like, yeah, we got our guy. So, guys, he sits down with us here and joins us. And first of all, congratulations. I know this has been, a crazy few weeks, but congratulations.
Thank you very much.
As a lot of folks are wondering, and I think this is the thing that everybody is curious about, the balance, you know, how do you balance this talent? I don't know how well you know the personnel yet. Obviously, you know the wealth of talent we have, Frank, but, you know, everybody's going, what's he going to do? How's he going to balance his talent? Have you even thought about that at this point, or is it still getting to know the personnel?
Of course, still getting to know the personnel, but of course you have your ideas. But you know, when something is already, you know, functioning well, so yeah, why to change those kind of things? So I'm not some guy who suddenly changed the whole structure of the club and also, you know, the playing style. You know, they had a great success last year, great results. So. The only thing that I maybe want to do, you know, the hardware is there, and so a little bit updated, and that's it. And of course, I have to know the players a little bit better. But what I heard, you know, it's a fantastic group that they want to fight for each other, you know, to get the best results for the team, for Atlanta United. And yeah, I want to continue in that way.
What did you know much about the MLS? What do you know about this type of soccer over here?
No, it's very enthusiastic. I think technical wise, maybe we can still, you know, improve in that. But you know, the level is quite high. What I saw, of course, the most difficult thing is maybe the traveling.
Right.
You know, the different time zones, staying at airports. Yeah, that's especially in Holland. Of course, in Spain, when I played for Barcelona. We always travel, but not that kind of distances. So that's going to be a hell of a difference for us. But
right.
Most players, you know, are used to do that. And I'm really looking forward, you know, to play our first home game, you know, in the stadium. It looked so great, you know, especially in the final, of course. But I want to feel and experience myself, of course.
Frank DeBoer joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. New manager for our Atlanta United. He was introduced to the media today and introduced to Atlanta. I heard you say that you told your agent you felt good about this job. Expand on that.
Yeah, because the core values, you know, what's important for Atlanta United. Also, I think Arthur Blank, the owner, is a very good example of that. That, you know, the community is the most important thing, you know, for the club, to entertain the fans. And all that around gave me such a good feeling. And, you know, of course, they already proved that in 2 years you be champions and then you do something good. And, you know, what I saw, what I spoke with Darren Eels and Carlos Bocanegra and, of course, also with Arthur Blank, it all feels, you know, like, yeah, this is top climate, sport top climate, and they want the best for everybody, but also for the community, and all that comes together. You have top environment.
Frank DeBoer is with us, guys, and if you heard the press conference, you know that if you don't know the background, over 112 appearances for the Dutch national team, legendary player for Ajax and also for Barcelona. So we're excited, obviously, because you're a name brand. But, I mean, when you're a coach and you come in, as you said earlier, you're not like you're going to reinvent the wheel. Right. You see what works. A lot of fans are asking, is it a 4-3-3 or what are we going to see? What do you think?
No, of course, last season they played different kind of systems, and we have to see what's best for our team. And You know, the most important games, they play 5-3-2 or 3-5-2, how you can, you know, if you dominate, it's 3-5-2. If you play more defensively, it's 5-3-2. Of course, you know, I know to play 4-3-3. I did it myself a lot when I was coached at Ajax. We always played like that. So I really have to see, okay, at the end you want to win also games. So what's best for the team? And so it depends what kind of quality players we have on the pitch.
Let's clarify. How many languages do you speak?
I speak Spanish, I speak English, I speak Dutch. I can understand like 70% or 80% of German. To speak is, then I trip myself, you know, so it's not a good thing. I was very close to speak Italian because, of course, when I was coaching Inter, mm-hmm. I was really on that edge that you really, hey, now I'm getting there, you know, and make sentences. And then I get sacked and then, yeah. Maybe I was so angry that I didn't want to speak for a couple of months Italian. But I think I will catch it up when I really, getting into it again.
The toughest one for you to learn was what?
Arabic when I played in Qatar. But I played also in Turkey, you know, that's so hard, you know. Sometimes you have language when you mix English, Dutch and Spanish together. If they talk slowly, you think, oh, okay, that's that word. But some languages, you know, you cannot have connections with.
Well, you're here at a good time at Atlantic because obviously there's a love affair, not only with the media, the fan base, everyone's going bananas. When we try to explain, as Frank DeBoer joins us here live at the training facility, Marietta, the scrutiny that coaches and managers are under in Europe, it just seems bananas. The tabloid press in Italy or in England, it seems like it was just, you put one foot wrong, you seem like you'd have everybody on top.
Yeah, especially, for example, when as a player, when I was playing for Barcelona, you know, they have two local sports papers, and normally they have like around 15, 20 pages about Barcelona. So they have to, follow everything. Yeah. They have to fill it. So, you know, so everywhere you were, you know, that there is a camera crew there or newspaper. So, and then you have also the Madrid newspapers. It's the same, they 15 pages of Real Madrid, but also like five of Barcelona. So, yeah, you get used to it, but you have to take care of yourself and be careful also because you one mistake and it is already printed in the newspaper. So, but and also as a coach, you know it's there, and you have to be careful what you say because especially for in England, you know, they try really if you do something, you say something stupid, it's directly in the newspaper or just. Getting one quote in one sentence, so and that's and people only reading that quote, and you have a stamp on you directly. So
yeah, DeBoer says no talent. Boom, yeah. It's out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's Frank DeBoer, our new manager, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. We're live at the training grounds here for Atlanta United. When we heard your name. A lot of United fans were like, okay, so what do we know about this guy? And we're trying to find out things, right? And you know what pops up. Boom, Crystal Palace, right?
Yes.
What did you learn? And we're just trying to understand, and I think it was a bad situation, but I want to hear from you. What did you learn from that experience, and what can you maybe take from that and use here? Because people see that, and they go, well, I don't know about this guy. It was a bad situation, right?
It was, both Inter and Crystal Palace. I came in a bad situation. Of course, Inter, you know, didn't perform or won nothing in 4 or 5 years. So they said to me, okay, we want to change something. We want to go a different direction. So if you get Frank de Boer at your club, you know, you're going to have something different than before. Also, right. The playing style. So they wanted to play like offensive, dominating games. And Crystal Palace, of course, it's a different kind of story. They always play for relegation, but they really want to be a very solid club in the Premier League. So like Southampton did, you know, when they came, they played European football, not the English style. They want to play from the back, you know. And you know what they did, you know. After that, I think after 2 years, they already played European League. So that kind of philosophy and that kind of structure they wanted with me as a coach also. And then suddenly we have to play like relegation football again. No, that's not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. But that it needs time. But yeah, nowadays, you know, especially in the Premier League, it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. So they thinking about £100 million they get every year from the federation. And, you know, if they have 40 points, it's enough. Mm. And for me, I don't want... Of course, I want to be champion in every club that I'm coached. But I know, you know, it's very hard when you are coach of Crystal Palace. But I have a philosophy. I want to play like this. Mm. And if we play like this, the possibility that we are in the middle of the Premier League, that's a very good possibility. And it's the same here. I don't want to talk about championship. If we have an idea... and our philosophy will show on the pitch. At the end, I think it's a very good chance that we are also on top. Mm. But first, we have to follow that philosophy, and I think that's the way you go. Not first, okay, Champions. Okay, how are we gonna do that? No, first you have your ID, and then probably you're gonna be one of the top teams in the MLS.
Frank De Boer is with us, guys. Our new manager for Atlanta United, and for our fans who are not hardcore soccer fans, just real quick, just to give a primer on the English Premier League. It's a very capitalistic way of doing things. If you're in the bottom three, you go down, you get relegated. So basically, it'd be like the minor league. If you're the worst team in the American League, Carl, you go down to the minor leagues, and the best team comes up. So there's that pressure to make that money. That's part of the situation Frank inherited at Crystal Palace. Your reputation also precedes you as an amazing coach developing youth when you were at Ajax. And we've got tremendous youth with Atlanta United, too. We've also got a very compressed schedule for you to deal with. So how much are we going to see? Obviously, you got to get familiar with them, but seeing some of the younger guys.
No, of course, you know, that is one of my tasks also, you know. When they asked me for this job, you know, how interested are you in developing and getting players into the first team? And I think, you know, I've always been a coach to pay attention to the youth academy. I watched games, and if I see a really talented player, you know, I want to see them to perform at the training facilities at the first team, how they are reacting. And I'm not hesitating when somebody is good to put them in the first team. And you know, that's also we have to get into, you know, that kind of feeling that Atlanta United is a club that also get his youngsters to give minutes, and hopefully, you know, the fans will recognize that, hey, that's our homegrown kid, you know. So then you feel it's your own, and I think that that feeling, every supporter at Ajax has that feeling, you know. Their philosophy is like 70. Hopefully, when it can, like 70% of the selection will be homegrown players. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes there are a generation, of course, they have to buy some, but it's our lifeline. And I think, you know, when you want to do that, it takes time, because you have to create a good academy. And so everybody, young kid, know, hey, this is the best development to come here to Atlanta United, and they give me a chance to play in the fantastic stadium here in Atlanta.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I know some fans are wondering, and it may be way too early to say, what are you going to do? 4-3-3? What are you going to play? Obviously, sometimes games dictate what you want to do. Yeah. But traditionally, what has been your style for fans?
It was always 4-3-3, that's for sure. And I think it's maybe the best way. But still, you know, what I saw last season, especially in the playoffs, this team was very feeling common to play the 5-3-2 system. And so we have to wait. They also showed they can 4-3-3, but in the most difficult games, they played 5-3-2. So we have to wait. And I think both can be very attractive. You know, transition game is very attractive, because in 1 second you are on the other side. And we have to wait and see.
Hey, man, before we let you go, how familiar are you with Atlanta? You getting acclimated yet? It's hotel living for a minute now, isn't it?
Yeah, and on Saturday we had a tour with some of our people in Atlanta United. And we show some areas maybe where we can live and everything. And it looks all very nice. It's going to be very difficult to choose where I'm going to live. Of course, I don't want to live that far from the training ground, but... I heard the traffic can be horrendous, but yeah, we have to wait. But we'll wait and see. But also, my wife has a big vote in that, of course.
Right.
I'm a lot of time away, of course. So So we're going to see. But right now, everything looks fantastic.
Frank, thank you so much for stopping
by.
Thank you
very much.
We're looking forward to building a great relationship with you, having you on our air. Obviously, United fans are excited about what's going to happen with our team. New era with Frank DeBoer, guys.
I can promise them I give them 100% every day.
100%, guys.
Sweet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.